All right. So we mentioned yesterday the difficulty in the difficulty in the pshat and the Tosfos, right? Because there's not a zman, there's not one zman that is both Laila and zman Kriyas Shema Shel Yom. Right. So you have to learn. Tosfos is going to have to learn a little differently. He's going to know, that's the way the Rashba was learning. There's a zman where it's both Yom, Laila and Yom. Right? Or the way that the Rashba rejected. There's Laila for other mitzvahs, like Lulav and Shofar, but it's Yom for Kriyashma. Right? But Tosfos is not learning that way. He's going to learn that from Amar HaShachar until Mishiyakir, you can't say Kriyashma. Right? And that's the zman that's really Laila. So it's gonna mean like this. Quintos is the chiddush is the other way. The chiddush is not that even though it's Laila, you can still say Kriyas Shema Shel Yom, but the chiddush is the other way. That even though it's Laila for certain things, you still can't say Kriyas Shema Shel Laila. Right? See, he's very careful not to say, he's very careful to just say the negative. He says, even though in terms of some mitzvos, it's Laila, it's really Laila. That was like tzitzis. You need to have the re'iya. So until you have a certain amount of visibility, you can't even put on, it's not even Yotzei B'di'evad. You're not even Yotzei B'di'evad. Right? It's not as not. So from Hanei, from Alos until Mishiyakir, even though it's Laila, he says, for tefillin and tzitzis. It seems he's picking on tefillin and tzitzis because he wants to say that it's really Laila. For other mitzvahs, it's not really Laila. Like for shofar and lulav, it's not really Laila. It's just we have a chumrah to... we just have a siag not to do it until hanetz. But it's not really Laila, legabi those mitzvahs. But by tefillin and tzitzis, it really is Laila.
Strange way of putting it there. It's just because the mitzvah doesn't come in, why would you say Laila in regards to those mitzvahs?
Yeah, it's true. It's an equivocal use of the word. But even though it's Laila in terms of those mitzvahs, it's still what? You still can't read Kriyashma. Why? Ho will v'ika inshi dekaimi bahi shaita. See, what does he say? All he says is lav zman shchivu. He doesn't say zman kima. He says it's lav zman shchiva. So even though it's Laila in a certain respect, with regard, I guess what he's trying to say, Mishan, is that even though Kriyashma is not totally on Yom v'Laila of Alos, like other mitzvahs, lulav and other things, so now you're going to go to other two. So you can try to find another way to define Yom and Laila, right? So you're saying even though it's still even different from the other mitzvahs that also are not totally on the absolute Yom of Alos, like tzitzis and tefillin. For them, it's not Yom. For them, it's still Laila now. But for Kriyashma, even though it also doesn't go by the absolute Yom and Laila of Alos, like tefillin and tzitzis. And even though for them it's considered like Laila, you wouldn't call it Laila for Kriyas Shema Shel Arvus, because it's totally on Zman Shchiva. And since some people are rising, it's not Zman Shchiva. Right? But now the problem is, so when is it, but is it Zman Kima? Is it Zman Kima? So that I tell you is a machlokas. If you look in Nun Ches, I think it's Nun Ches, first siman in Kriyashma, in the tour, the Beis Yosef and the Bach seem to argue about this Tosfos. I mean, they quote this Tosfos and seem to come out to opposite conclusions. Beis Yosef seems to conclude, not 100% clear to me, but he seems to conclude that according to this Tosfos, even b'di'evad, you couldn't read Kriyashma before Mishiyakir. But the Bach says it's Pashat, this Tosfos is only talking about L'chatchila. But, in other words, that really it is Zman Kima. It really is Zman Kima. But it comes out, I mean, conceptually, it's a very big Nafkamina. According to the Bach, that's the way we're always learning. that's the way we were trying to define it yesterday. That the Zman Shechiva is over once Kima arrives. And Kima, since Kima is an activity, it's expressed when there's going to be a conflict between the Zman, being the Zman of Shechiva or Kima, then you'll say that the Kima is expressed. Because Kima is a positive expression. Shechiva is not. Shechiva is an absence. So absence has to be absolute, like darkness. Right? Any little light removes the darkness. But Shechiva is a positive. I mean, Kima is a positive. But if you're going to learn like the way the Beis Yosef thinks, or thinks that Tosfos learns, according to Tosfos, there's a Zman where you can say neither Kriya Shema Shel Laila or Kriya Shema Shel Yom. Meaning to say that in that mixed period, you can't say either one. No. I don't know, I got to take a look at that Beis Yosef. It's a strange... strange Beis Yosef. But he wants to say, his problem is, pshat-wise, says, if you're going to say this Tosis is talking l'chadchila, he says, even if you can say Tosis is talking l'chadchila, so then it comes out that what? That when it says, Misha, what does it say? L'achar she'yale omer ha-shachar. If l'achar she'yale omer ha-shachar means Misha yakir, then there's no brisa that says anywhere that you can say Kriya Shema after Omer HaShachar. Because the Mishnah on Testament Beis says Misha Yakir. And the other Rishonim learn from this brisa that it's mutter for Omer HaShachar. But if you say this brisa doesn't mean Omer HaShachar, so then where's the heter? Where do you can't notice he's saying it's not logical to say this brisa is only talking to Chathchila. Because there's no source then for the Bidyavid. This is the only place, apparently, that you can learn that you yotze b'di'evet for Amar HaShachar. So if you're going to say that it's not referencing Amar HaShachar literally, then you've lost your source for Amar HaShachar. So you can't say it's only talking l'chatchila. It's illogical. Because then how do you know, where do you know that b'di'evet it's good? But the Bach... And also, it's difficult is if you're going to say that this is talking only b'chadchila, why is it pamim? Why is it pamim shodem korik priyash mashtei pamim b'layla? What do you mean pamim? Pamim definitely sounds like a lashon b'di'evet. Pamim? What do you mean pamim? You can do this every night? You can do this every night. Unless you're going to say it's because you shouldn't wait so long at the night time. But no, that's not true. Because before Amar HaShachar could be right at seis. Before Amar HaShachar doesn't mean the right before Amar HaShachar. So I don't know. It's difficult. It's difficult, but it's difficult to say that it's difficult either way. It's difficult in terms of the pshat that you're not going to have a zman where it's both Laila and Kriya Shema, right? And it's also difficult to say that, like the Beis Yosef that he's learning, that you can't say Kriya Shema even did the other before Mishayakya. It'd be a big machlokas. It's better to be a big machlokas shamna. You don't see it brought down like a big machlokas. Well, the problem is we don't pass him like this side of the Yigitami. That's the problem. You're not going to see that much happening. We mainly pass him like we usually pass him like an Yigitami. But okay, but anyway. But those are the theoretical points from yesterday, right? That it goes by the quality expressed at Laila when the Zman comes, but in the morning, now you have the actuality. So according to Tosfos, when you have a Zman that's Ma'urav with an activity and its cessation, then it's going to be qualified by the activity. You'll say now Kima is being expressed. Because Shechiva is just the end of Kima. Shechiva is an absence. And that's only... You only attribute it when it's absolute. You only attribute it when it's... It's like silence. Is there silence in the room? Well, if one guy's talking, there's not silence in the room. Silence is an idea of cessation. Right? You don't say there's a little bit of silence in the room. Kima. Okay.
Now let's take the next osis. Liolam yamamahu. Okay? Let's take the next osis. How does it go? This one goes the opposite way. That sometimes you can say Kriya Shema twice in the day. Right? Is that the way it is? Sometimes you say Kriya Shema twice in the day. Once before Hanitz and once after Hanitz. Correct? And you'll be Yotze Laila and Yom. So we're going to have the same question. First it says it's Pamayim Biyom. Say Pamayim Biyom. So that means before Hanitz is day. And then it says you'll be Yotze Shalaila. So it's Laila. So what is it? Is it day or is it night? Right? So the Gemara says, Li'olam Yamamahu. Really, it's day. V'hai dekoru le'layla dika inshi diganu v'hi shaita. So why is it called night? Because some people are asleep at this time. Okay. So Tosfos again asks, so why don't you just simply say the bigger Kiddush again? Why you say sometimes people can read Kriya Shema twice before Hanitz? Right? And he'll be Yotze, Shel Yom, and Shel Laila. Just the same exact question he asks over here. Okay? But over here he gives two answers. That's what bothers the Achronim. So one answer is Ki Deparishna, just like the other answer. That what? In the same pattern. Daya Mama Livin Shah Mitzvos. See, now he said, now he doesn't limit it to Tefillin and Tzitzis. I mean, all mitzvos, regular mitzvos. Of all the inyan Kriya Shema. Well, actually, you could limit it to of all the inyan Kriya Shema. What? Ho vika inshi degonu lavs man kilo. So, what does that mean? Now, really, before Hanitz is what? Is day. Why can you still say Kriya Shema? Deika inshi diganu. Right? So here you definitely have to say that what? That you're going to be Yotze Kriya Shema Shalaila when? Right up to Hanitz. No? Right up to Hanitz. And what's the situation there? That what? Now it's going to be reversed. Now it's reversed. Now it comes out that when people start waking up, it's still Zman Shechiva. It's exactly the opposite. Not only is it Zman Shechiva, but it's not Zman Kima. Right? Now the conflict of the actuality of Shechiva and Kima is decided in favor of Shechiva. Right? Both things are occurring now. So which is it? For some reason, now it's Zman Shechiva. So how do you just reverse the whole svara? Right? Factually, are we right? Yeah. So how do you reverse the whole svara? At least now you can say it really is, it's yom for the other mitzvahs. That's, now at least the price of the pshat works out good. Right? It really is during the time that it really is yom for the other mitzvahs, whether it's the tzitzis mitzvahs or the other mitzvahs, doesn't matter. Because you can go, certainly, starting Shiyakir is definitely good. That what? I'm sorry. Mishyak is different. Mishyak. That was for Shachos. But certainly, it's Yom for some mitzvos. But at the same time, it's Laila for Kriya Shema. Why? Because since some people are sleeping, it's not Zman Kima. See, here when he says Lav Zman Kima, it means it's Zman Shechiva. No? Am I right or wrong on this one, huh? You cannot say the Shema Shal Yom. I'm saying 100% you cannot say the Shema Shal Yom. According to the first answer. That's the second answer that you can say the Shema Shal Yom. According to the first answer, you 100% cannot say the Shema Shal Yom.
Right? Everything on the next step?
That's the next question. Shkayach. V'teima dekasha derikiva derikiva dachkama ad ha'netz acha ha'netz l'kama n'kama mishiyakir. So he says, yeah, it's two tanayim l'kama derikiva. Right, but let's get the pshat careful. That what? That this, according to this first answer, the Bryce is saying that you may not say is unequivocal. You may not say Kriya Shema Shel Yom before Hanitz. That's a 100% true. Okay? That's 100%. At least according to this, the first answer and the first Yesh and the Yesh Lama, right? The first answer and the first Yesh Lama and the answer to his Tema, right? That it's two Tanayim and leave to Rebbe Akiva, and this Tana holds according to Rebbe Akiva that you cannot say Kriya Shema Shel Yom before Hanitz Lama. And this is, by the way, the way that Rabbi Yonatan learns. This is the way Rabbi Yonatan holds Halacha, and Rabbi Yochanan holds Halacha that you can't say Kriya Shema before Hanitz. You're not Yotzi. Okay, one second. But what about Kriya Shema Shel Laila? How late can you say it? How late can you say it? So why can't you say Kriya Shema Shel Yom? Let's just get that part straight. Because it's not Zman Kima. Right? It's not Zman Kima. But what about Kriya Shema Shel Laila? How late can you say it? He doesn't comment over you. He doesn't restrict it at all. He doesn't restrict it. You can say Kriya Shema Shel Laila up to Hanitz. Why? Well, the only reason he restricted it in the other Mishnah, in the other Braisa, was because he wanted it to be in line with the Mishnah. That you can't say Kriya Shema Shel Yom until Mishayakya. That's why he wanted to push it back. Push it up. But over here there's no reason to restrict it any Zman before Hanitz. Why? There's no reason to say that it can't be right up to Hanitz. Right, the other Mishnah he didn't want to say that L'achar Amar HaShachar means literally, because that would then make a machlokus between this Braisa and the Mishnah. And there's no reason to make a machlokus over there. But over here, he's saying it makes sense to say that what? Over here, he's sure in terms of Kriya Shema Shel Yom that you can't say before Hanitz. And there's no reason to there's nothing that would restrict Kriya Shema Shel Laila earlier than Hanitz itself. Right? So it would come out that over here, it's not Zman Kima, right? Because there are people who are sleeping. And it is Zman Shliva.
Why wouldn't you have the same focus?
Okay, so theoretically, now we'll get back to our original question. The theoretics, is that what? Now it turns out that when you have Kima and Shriva mixed together, Shriva wins. Why is that? What's the difference? Why is that? In other words, let me ask you a question. This is a methodology question, right? That always gets everyone's attention. Do we have to upset the premise that we said yesterday in terms of the nature of Shriva and Kima? Is this just saying no, that they're not the relationship of a positive and an absence? Do we just have to? If that was a logical proposition, so are we just going to reject it now? Do we have to reject it in order to find another? Have another possibility. There's nothing wrong with having two logical possibilities. I'm not saying that just because something is logical means it has to be. But do we have to do that here? It seems like this type of logic you can't really argue with. I mean, a positive and an absence. You can say from a different perspective, maybe it has a different thing. But do we have to say now that no, that was wrong? That they're arguing. They're saying no, Kima is. It's true that the Rashba we said yesterday disagrees with that characterization. But that should result in a mixture, right? Tosa sounds like he's just flipping it around. He's just flipping it. Because he's not going to have the mixture, he's only going to have one over the other. So when you're picking one over the other, it doesn't seem that it should be possible to just switch which one is the positive and which one is the negative. You can't say, it doesn't make sense to say Shriva is really the active thing and Kima is just an absence of Shriva. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Okay, so you're forgetting one thing. There's one thing that you have to realize, that there's another difference between the positive and the absence. Okay? There's another difference. And the difference is that the positive, it's really the same thing on both sides. What do we say about the negative? We say the negative is not subject to degree. Right? It either exists or it doesn't. It has to be absolute. but it's either quiet or it's not quiet, right? But the positive is subject to degree. The positive is subject to degree. Okay? So it could be that Tosis is learning, in order to have the Zman Kima, you need a certain shear of it. In other words, in order to say that a positive thing is being expressed, it has to be expressed in a full way. So you can say that it's true, the Shechiva, the silence of Shechiva is broken. But would you call it now? But notice, if you're looking at Kima just as the other thing of Shechiva, you're saying there's Kima and there's Shechiva. So which one is comparatively expressed now? So then you'd have to say Kima, because Shechiva is broken, and the only thing that exists is a phenomenon of Kima. An expression, the only expression you have is Kima. But what if you held that Kima requires a certain shear? In other words, Kima alone, is Kima on its own expressed as a phenomenon in its own right? Is Kima as a phenomenon in its own right being expressed? So you can say until there's a substantial amount of Kima, we could say Kima is happening. Yes, Kima is happening, and Shechiva as an absolute is over. But that doesn't, just because Kima is happening, that might not be enough to be koveya. That might not be enough to say that Kima as an essence, Kima as an ikra, it's just like a tuffel of Kima. It's just an incidental Kima. It's not Kima Bishleimusa. It's just a Miktsas Kima. Kima is subject to Miktsas and Shleimus. Shechiva is not, we were saying. Right? But this tzad seems to be saying that this tzad is saying, don't look at Kima as opposed to Shechiva. You have to look at it the other way. You have to look at Kima as an ikar. And if Kima Bishleimusa is not expressed, then it's not the Zman Kima. Let's just talk about it a little more abstractly. Now he's saying, what does he mean you can't call it Zman Kima? Right? Kima is the positive expression. Right? Kima is the positive expression. Right? And Shechiva is not. Right? So I'm saying that's true. That's true. He's not saying it's Zman Kima because of the quality of Shechiva that's opposing it. He's not saying it's not Zman Kima because of the quality of Shechiva that's opposing it. But he's saying it's because Kima in its own right hasn't been expressed in a substantial way. In other words, you can't call it the Zman of Kima, he's saying, when most of the people have not yet expressed Kima.
Isn't it telling
you? And he's saying the Zman Kima is when a certain number of people have already engaged Kima. That's what you need. You need a full expression of Kima.
Although when, no matter what type of group, but as long as it's like a couple of groups.
Right.
So,
one second. So can we define the machlokas on the two sides? And then we have to answer Jonah's question. So why can't you still say Shalaila, Kushma Shalaila, right? It does sound like he's learning, like it's a question of which is the ikar, right? Which is the ikar? Whichever one is the ikar, the other one is going to follow. If you're going to say Shechiva is the ikar, right? If you're going to say that, let's think of one thing. Hold on. We have to also think about why on this answer is he mesupik if you can have a mixture of shechiva and kima. Right? That's his second answer. He's mesupik over here. In his first answer, he held it was not possible to have shechiva and kima mixed together. This is the question that the Marshoi asks. Why couldn't Tosfos have the same possibility in the first teretz, that it's mixed? Right? But if we could answer that question too, why is it only when it comes to the second possibility is it possible to have them mixed? It's at least a possibility over here. First way he held it was not a possibility. Right? So the first way was like we were saying, that it goes by the quality itself. Whichever quality is expressed, that's going to be the... But each moment is only going to have one quality. So when the Zman comes in, the Zman itself of Shechiva is considered the quality of Shechiva, because it's the Zman of Shechiva. But once you're getting down to the actuality of Shechiva and Kima, the presence of Kima is going to be Toface, right? The quality of Kima is going to the presence of Kima is going to remove the quality of Shechiva and express Kima, even in a meager way. It doesn't matter. But that's going to be the expression. Okay, so that's why, but that whole analysis does not allow for a Zman that's Ma'urav. Right? Because the whole thing is going by an idea of expressing the quality. And a conflict and a resolution of which quality is being expressed. Right? But this second side, the second way of learning, is not enough just to have the quality expressed. Right? Because by kima, you do have it. You do have kima in the morning. You do have kima after alos. It's not enough just to be expressed. It has to be the presence of the thing. It has to be the presence of kima I'm not sure what the right way to put it, but you need to have not just the presence of the quality of kima, right, but the actuality of kima. I mean, the full expression of kima. It has to be an expression of b'shleimusa, not just a quality. You can have the like if you turn on a light, if you turn on a dim light in a dark room, you'll have a certain quality of light. But you won't be able to say the room is light. I know I used the absolute example the other way. But you say there's light in the room. It's expressing the quality of light. But it doesn't have the it's not Bishlei Musa.
You can't say it's dark.
Can't say it's dark.
Right.
I can say it's Bishlei Musa. Okay, that's your question. I understand. So in other words, maybe like this. That he's gonna, okay, Jeremy's question is, it sounds like a lot of people are still basically up. It's just a few people are asleep. So maybe say like this, that when you talk about something like kima, which is positive, so it means to say that it has to be, in other words, the positive has the deficiency in it that it's subject to degree. Okay? And until it's Bishlei Musa, you can call it inferior. You can say it's incomplete. In other words, kima, if I say there is such a thing as kima that I need, right? So until it's complete, I can say it's lacking. In other words, kima as an entity, kima as an activity of Adam, is incomplete until because it's subject to shir. So subject to shir means it's subject to the idea of complete and incomplete. Right? So this tzad is learning, in order to say Zman Kima, it has to be Kima Bishlei Musa. That's what Kima means. Kima, the word, the term, since it's something that has levels, the term implies the fullest. So as long as people have not engaged kima yet, then you can't say that kima as a Bishlei Musa exists. Okay, but shchiva is just a shchiva doesn't have its own identity. Shchiva is just the absence. So whatever, however you're defining, however the halacha is defining kima, shchiva will simply be whenever you don't have kima. In other words, you don't have to kima. Shchiva has a certain luxury that kima doesn't. Shchiva just is defined as the absence of kima. Now, when you're talking about just the phenomena itself, so you can't say you can't talk about shchiva and kima in the same way, like light and dark. You can't talk about them the same. One is a positive and one is a negative. One is a positive and one is a lack. Right? You can't put forth a lack. You can't turn the dark on. Right? You can only remove. Correct. So in the first Tosfos, he was just looking at the activities themselves. And in that regard, and saying what's qualifying this man, activity or lack of activity? So if it's just a question of what's qualifying this period of time, activity or lack of activity, any amount of kima will have to result in the answer that activity is qualifying. Okay? Because lack is an absolute in that. In that framework, lack has to be absolute. But now if you're going to say kima means positively that you need an expression of kima bishleimusa, then shchiva is just going to result in the lack of the absolute. Then we'll call it the zman of shchiva. You understand? Like when you could call the room a little dark. You could call it that way. It's a question of your framework. It's a question of, that's what I'm trying to say, that there's two phenomena that I'm not changing what we're saying in terms of the idea of kima and shchiva. Kima and shchiva, it's the same. Kima is the positive, and shchiva is the absence. But it depends on which. It depends on if you're talking about the presence of the two, right? So the presence of any kima will remove the presence of shchiva as an absolute. But let's see if we can clear it up a little bit. Now, if it's a question of detecting in a certain sense, let's say we guys want to detect. Are we detecting light or no light? That's all we want to know. Right? As an example, detecting light or no light. So I can only say that we're detecting no light if there's a total absence of light. Right? And any little glint of light, I'm going to have to say, if I have a checkbox, either light or zero light. So it doesn't matter how much light. It's irrelevant, right? So that's in terms of like the presence of the substance itself. Okay, so light is we can call light a substance, or we can say dark is just an absence. So you're going to look at shchiva and kima in a similar way, that kima is man being active, and shchiva is the absence of any activity. So, and I want to know, in this zman, what's registering? Activity or the absence of activity? So then any activity, we're going to have to say it registers kima. Right? So zman kima will be, shchiva will end, with the presence of kima. There's no possibility for a mixture of the two. Right? There's no possibility for a mixture of the two. Because one comes in, and the presence of one definitively excludes the presence of the other. Just like any amount of light precludes pitch black. Right? In other words, which is expressing itself? The presence of something or the absence of something? So any presence is the presence of something. You can't, right? Okay. But according to the second way of going, it's different. It's not just a question of which substance. It's not just a question of is there substance or no substance, but the question is, do I have the substance b'shlei Musa, or am I missing the substance b'shlei Musa? In other words, it's sort of flipping it around. It is flipping it around. It's now saying, instead of asking is there an absence or a presence, it's asking is there an absolute presence or not. Because the substance is subject to degree. You understand? It's the same facts that's responsible for both of these ways of looking at it. Light, substance is subject to degree, but lack is an absolute. Right?
So why does it say that since the thing that's subject to degree has to be absolute to be there?
Oh, so that's the question. When I say that's the question of what does the pasuk mean when it's referring to the positive? Is it referring to it in terms of presence? Any presence? That's the first way of looking at it. That this man has to be qualified either by the presence of the activity or the absence of the activity. Or it means to like qualifying this man. This man either exhibits one or the other. Right? In any degree. In any degree it's going to be considered exhibiting kima. Or do you say no, we need to do it b'sha'as kima, but kima has to know is b'uv kumecha means b'sha'as kima as a positive full expression of kima. So then if it's not full, I'm lacking, I can't say it's sha'as kima. Oh, but then you're going to have to say, since Kima and Shechiva are opposites, you're going to have to say that according to this way of looking at it, the Kima, if you're going to require Kima as an absolute, then Shechiva is really just means the lack of Kima. Then you can say something like Jonah was saying. Right, and since you already had Shechiva, so Kima is going to be motzi from Shechiva, right? But if you're going to learn Kima as a positive thing, so you say, unless it's Yibur Shlei Musa, you still nitzraf to the Zman before of Shechiva. You can't say you leave Shechiva. Kima is what takes you out of Shechiva. If you're going to say Kima as a positive absolute, as a B'Shlei Musa, then you don't have it. Or you could say no, or you can say it's Ma'urav. It's possible to say it's Ma'urav. It's possible to say all you need is the certain. Well, how can you say it's Mu'urav now? Mu'urav is going to be difficult.
Yeah.
See what we're saying, right? Let's boil down what we're saying. He's saying that Shechiva is always an absence, but it's either an absence of the activity itself or an absence of the absolute quality of Kima. But how do you ever get them both together? How do you ever get them both together if you're going to define Shechiva as an absence? No matter that, you're never going to get them together if you're defining one as an absence and one as a presence. That's a priori impossible. You're contemplating a whole new way of looking at it. So you have to say a second answer is a whole new way of looking at it. So why couldn't you have a whole new way of looking at it the first time too?